Let's come to Unit 9, Saving the Earth. 本单元的学习目标，掌握表示同意和假设的日常交际用语，通过阅读课文，认识环境污染的危害性和环保、环境保护的重要性。Now let's come to the dialogue. Today we are going to read a dialogue about a conference. It was called Saving the Earth. Jackie is talking to Yang Pei about it.After you read the dialogue, please answer my questions. My questions are, the first one, what was the conference about? Number two, what did they discuss at the meeting? Now let's see. The conference was about the danger that is being caused to the world, right? Number two, At the meeting, they discussed pollution, agriculture, nuclear waste, radiation, population, and so on. Now, number three, what opinion did Jackie have after attending the conference? A. If we go on polluting the world, it won't be fit for us to live in. Now, what some other opinions Jackie had after attending the conference? Can you find them out? Yeah.B. If people don't stop polluting the seas and the rivers, there will be no fish left. C. If the population keeps growing so quickly, there will only be standing room left for us next century. Number four. How did Yang Pei show agreement in the dialogue?A. It's a good idea to hold such conferences. B. Yes. C. I agree with you. D. Yes, it certainly is. E. That's quite true. Okay, keep in mind these different expressions when you want to show your agreement or disagreement about things.Okay, now let's come to the language points of this unit, okay? The first one, it was called Saving the Earth, and it was all about the damage that is being caused to the world. 就是说，指会议啊，叫做拯救地球大会，讨论有关对世界造成的破坏的问题。那么 that is being caused to the world, 这是一个定语从句，修饰先行词 damage。从句中的 is being caused 是现在进行时的被动语态。那么被动语态的构成呢是 am, are, is 加上 being, 然后呢再加上这个动词的过去分词，比如说 The problem is being discussed by a group of experts. 就是说现在有几位专家正在讨论这个问题。Number two,If we go on polluting the world, it won't be fit for us to live in. 就是如果我们继续污染这个世界的话，那么这个世界就不会适应我们生活了。这里面 go on doing something 是继续干某事的意思。比如说 they went on throwing waste into the river. 他们继续把这个废物倒进河里。还有一个短语是 be fit for.Fit 呢在这里头是个形容词，做适合的合适的讲。那么这个短语它表示适合于什么什么，比如说 The lady is so weak and isn't fit for the job. 特别的虚弱，身体不好，她不适合干这工作。The next one, our boss is fit for his position. 我们的老板呢，这个是称职的。那么 fit 也常常和不定式连用构成 be fit to do something 这个结构 OK 我们看 This kind of fish is not fit to eat 就是这种鱼啊不适于吃 These shoes are too small They are not fit for me I don't think she's fit to go abroad 我觉得她不适于出国 Number 3We've got to do something about pollution. 我们呢得采取一些措施来解决污染问题。The next one, We've got to think of ways of changing people's habits. 我们必须想办法来改变人们的习惯。这两句的中的这个 have got to do something, 相当于 have to do something, 表示不得不必须的意思。当我们谈论一件我们有义务去做的事情的时候，使用 have got to 这种形式更为常见，特别是在非正式英语当中，比如说 We've got to speak English in our English class. Sorry, I've got to go now. Somebody is waiting for me outside. Number four. What else did you hear about at the meeting?也就是说在会上你还听说了其他什么事儿吗？注意 else 在这里面呢，它是一个形容词，表示另外的，它通常呢和疑问词啊，这个比如说像 what, who, where 等等连用，并且呢它也可以和 something, anything, nothing, somebody, anybody, nobody 这些不定代词连用，并放在这些疑问词或不定代词的后面。我们来看例句。 What else do you want to buy?就是说你还想买些什么，注意 else 放在疑问词 what 的后面。 The next one, Who else did you see at the meeting? 在会上你还看见谁了， else 放在 who 的后面。 Is there anything else that I can do for you? Nothing else, thank you, 放在疑问这个代词的这个放在 anything 的后面，放在这个 nothing 的后面， OK?这是都放在一些疑问代词的后面。Hear about, 这个短语动词表示听说，比如说 I heard about the car accident, but I didn't see it myself. 听说了那场事故，但是没有亲眼看到。Number five, if the pollution keeps growing so quickly, there will only be standing room left for us next century.This sentence means, if the population continues to increase so quickly, we'll have only place for standing next century. 也就是说，如果人口不断迅速增长，那么到下世纪，我们将只有立足之地了。OK? 句中的这个 keep 是及物动词，表示继续，后面往往用 keep doing something 表示继续做某事。比如说 He kept working till midnight.Though he was tired, 虽然累了，但他一直继续工作到深夜。The next one, there's only standing room in the bus. 那么在这一句话当中，这个 standing room 表示的是立足的地方。OK, room 呢，在这里面我们说是不可数名词，做空余的地方讲。这个它往往呢，是一个不可数名词，表示这个意思的时候，比如说我们看这句 ，there's only standing room in the bus.Now, this sentence means the bus is crowded. 公共汽车只有站脚的地方了。The next one, there's no room for her piano. 没有摆她钢琴的这个空间了。Okay, so much for this lesson. Now, let's come to lesson 34, Earth. In this lesson, we're going to read three passages. While reading, would you please write notes about what you read?Remember, notes often do not have a main verb, and other small words may be left out. 好，同学们来读一读这篇课文。这个在读的过程当中呢，我们试着自己做一些 notes, 做一些笔记。记住了 ,notes 它有时和 sentences, 句子呢是不一样的。它有时呢可以没有这个主要的动词，并且一些其他的小词也可以删掉。我们来看一看，比如说 damage to earth 就是对地球的危害。那么 caused by 它是由什么引起来的呢？同学们通过读课文呢，是不是可以归纳出来一些？比如说 not enough rain, too many cattle, cutting down trees, strong winds. Okay, now let's come to damage to the air.Well, this damage is caused by what? By smoke from factories, power stations, cars, chemical rain, accidents at nuclear power stations and factories, right? And damage to water, 对水的危害。 那么它是由什么引起来？是由 waste from factories and cities. Now let's come to the language points. The first one, then one year the rains failed to come. 然后呢，有一年的天就没有下雨。这里头，这句话的意思呢，是说 then one year there's no rain. 那么我们看一下 fail to do something. Fail to do 表示没有、没能够、没有做某事，表示这个含义。比如说 In the sports meet, he did very well, but he failed to break the record. 就是说在运动会上他表现得特别好，但是呢，没能打破记录。The next one, the old man failed to come to the meeting because of bad weather. Because of bad weather. 他没能参加会议，因为天气不好。Now, number two, one suggested answer is for farmers to limit the numbers of their cattle. 就是说 one possible way of dealing with the problem is thatThe farmers should limit the numbers of their cattle. 也就是有人提出的解决办法呢，是让农民限制他们饲养牲畜的这个头数。这是一个主系表结构的简单句，主句呢是 one suggested answer. 其中 suggested 是过去分词，做定语修饰名词 answer. One suggested answer 相当于 one answer which was suggested by somebody, 就是有人建议的一个解决问题的办法。表语呢是不定式的这个复合结构 for farmers to limit. 其中 farmers 呢是不定式 to limit 的逻辑主语。Number three, when trees are cut down, there's nothing to hold the soil in place on the hillside. 就树木被砍伐了，山坡上就没有什么东西能够把土壤保持住了。Hold 在句中相当于 keep 的意思，是使某人或某物处于某种状态。OK， 那么我们看一下例句，比如说 ，Please hold yourself still while I take your photograph。也就是说，这个我给你拍照的时候，请不要动。Hold 就要使什么处于某种状态。再有，这里面还有一个 in place。这是个固定词组，表示在原来的地方。那么句中的 to hold the soil in place 直译是说使土壤保留在原来的地方。我们再看例句， She likes everything to be in place， 就是她喜欢的把一切东西都放在原来的位置。 The next one， I hope you will keep the books in place， 我希望你把书放归原位。 Number four，It is said that 125,000 people died in Russia as a result of illness caused by this accident. 据说在俄罗斯呢有啊这个这么多人由于这次事故所引起的疾病而死亡。这是一个由形式主语 it 引导的句子。它的这个句型呢相当于 it is thought, said, it is believed, 什么后面加 that, 从句。比如说 It is said that he's going abroad next week, 据说下周要出国了。Okay, number five. Many of the injured lost their sight. 相当于 many of the injured people became blind.也就是说啊，受伤人员中呢有许多人双目失明。其中这里头 the injured 实际上等于是 the injured people 受伤的人。那么英语当中呢有些形容词或过去分词前加上定冠词 the 表示一类人。再有还有一个短语是 lose one sight 表示失明。比如说 His sight is very good, 或者是 his sight is very poor. 那么这里的 sight 表示这个视力啊，就是说他的视力很好或者是不好。She lost her sight in an accident, 在事故当中呢失明了。Sight 还可以做景象或者是景这个情景，比如说 the sunset is a beautiful sight. 那么这落日的景象特别的好看。The fire was a frightening sight. Okay, 那次火灾的情景啊，真可怕。Now let's come to number 6. One quarter of the shores of the Mediterranean are polluted and are no longer safe for swimming, as a lot of diseases are present in the water.
那么就是说地中海沿岸呢有四分之一的地方都被污染，而且呢由于水中有大量病菌，所以在水中游泳呢就不再安全了。
那么这里头的句中的这个 no longer 表示不再或已经不了，它做状语用，通常放在 be 动词的后面或动词或者是 do 这个动词之前，比如说The medical factory no longer pollutes the lake. 不再这个污染这个湖了。No longer 放在这个 pollute 这个动词的前面。Okay, now next one. The black people in America are no longer slaves. Okay, 美国的黑人不再是奴隶了。这是 no longer 放在 be 动词 are 的后面。
好，我们看一看句中 present。的用法 ,present 做形容词用表示在场的出席的，它常常和这个联系动词 be 连用，表示 be present 叫有什么什么存在，比如说 was Mr. Brown present at the meeting? 布朗先生出席会议了吗？
Number 7. Now, however, the waters of this great lake, which is also the world's deepest,have been dirtied by waste from a chemical factory.
然而呢，这个如今这个大湖也是世界上最深的湖，大约是1740多米。湖上呢已经被一家化工厂的废物污染了。Water 做水讲的时候是个不可数名词，不用复数形式。但是如果指大量的水，比如说海水、湖水或河水时，我们常常用复数形式。
我们来看例句。We found the waters of the lake very clear.
我们发现这湖里的水很清。Dirty 在这里呢是个动词，表示弄脏或者是变脏。比如说 Don't dirty your new dress.
White shoes dirty very quickly.
白鞋很快就会脏了。在英语当中呢，有些形容词可以转化为动词，那么本句这个 dirty 就是这么一例。我们再看一下其他的词，比如说 The train slows down when it comes into the station. 这里头 slow 是动词，也就是说火车进站时它减慢速度， slow 在里是动词。
Now next one. The room gradually quieted down. Okay, quiet 在里也是动词，屋里慢慢的静下来了。This will help warm up the soil.
Okay, 这有助于可以使土地暖和起来。Warm is a verb.
We must try to better the life of the people. Better here is a verb.
我们必须努力改善人民的生活。
Okay, so much for this lesson. Now let's come to lesson 35. Number 1, 3 billion years after life began,The earth is now the home to many different kinds of living things. Perhaps 5 to 10 million kinds.
也就是生命开始30亿年以后啊，如今地球是许多不同种类的生物，也许有500万到1000万种生息的地方。句中的这个 home 的用法，它表示是动植物的产地或者是栖息地。比如说我们看例句 India is the home of elephants. 印度呢是大象的产地 The home of elephants.
Number 2. It is thought that between the years 1550 and 1950, an average of one kind of living thing died out each year.
那么这里面呢我们说 it is thought that 就相当于 people think that.人们认为在1550年到1950年之间，平均每一年就有一种生物绝种。
An average of 是一个固定词组，表示平均有什么什么，后面可以跟数词，比如说我们看例句。The new car factory will produce an average of 100,000 cars each year.
就这个新车厂啊，每年平均将生产10万辆汽车。 好，我们再看这句当中还有这样一个动词啊，短语叫 die out， 它表示绝种或者是熄灭，有不复存在的意思。比如说 Stop hunting this kind of deer. They are dying out. 不要 捕杀这种鹿了，它们都快绝种了。Now this the fireman came and the fire died out in half an hour. 消防队员来了半个小时以后呢，火就熄灭了。这是 die out， 表示熄灭。The next one, number three. By 1985, this had risen to one per day. 这句话相当于 by 1985, the number of living things dying out had increased to one kind each day. Per day 在这里相当于 for each day， 表示每天。比如说 Tom earns $1,000 per week， 这是每周的意思。Number four, there are many reasons for animals dying out. But the most important one is the part that humans have played. 那么这句话的意思呢，是说动物绝种有许多原因，而最重要的原因呢，在于人类所起的作用。那么 animals dying out 是一种名词或者是代词加上动词 ing 这个结构，在句中呢，它做介词 for 的宾语。在 ing 前面我们常常可以加一个名词或者是物主代词来表示这个 ing 的逻辑主语，也就是说 ing 所表示的动作是由这个逻辑主语所做的。那么这个结构呢，在句中可以做主语啦、表语啦、宾语、介词宾语等等。比如说His smoking caused the fire in the forest. 他抽烟引起了这一场森林火灾。那么这里头 his smoking 在句中充当的是主语。The next one. The mother's worry is her son making trouble for his school. 这位母亲担心的是他儿子给学校惹麻烦。这个呢是做表语。注意这是名词加上动词的 ing 形式。我们当然也可以说 her son's making trouble.还有一个短语就是说 play a part， play a part 表示起作用。比如说 Women play a very important part in society， 这个妇女在社会当中起到非常重要的作用。好，我们来看看这里头他还用了一个 human 这个词，句中的 human 是名词，相当于 human being。那么我们可以表示指一个人的时候，我们可以说 a human 或者是 a human being。 需要注意的是 human 的复数不是把 man 变成 men， 而是在 human 的后面直接加 s 形成 humans。 Number 5 Last Monday Our class went on an organized trip to a forest to study the wildlife。就是上星期一啊，我们班进行了一次有组织的旅行，到森林里去研究野生动物。那么这里头 go on a trip， 或者是 make， 或者是 take a trip， 都是和 trip 的不同搭配。go on a trip 是去旅行， make a trip 或 take a trip 是做旅行。be on a trip 强调状态，表示在旅行中。我们在本句当中还有这样一个短语 an organized trip， 它相当于 a trip which is organized by somebody， 也就是说有组织的旅行。 organized 是过去分词，做定语修饰 trip。 那么类似的这种用法呢，我们在本课当中出现了不少，就是这些不少做定语用的过去分词，实际上它们相当于一个定语从句。我们看一下 printed question papers 相当于 question papers that wereprinted， 印制好的问卷。再有 an unknown plant， 相当于 a plant that is unknown， 一种不知名的植物。 a well-known film director， 相当于 a film director who is well-known， 一位著名的电影导演。 a well-kept secret refers to a secret that is well-kept， 就是一个保守的很好的秘密。 A fallen tree 相当于 a tree which is fallen, OK? 一棵倒下的树。
OK, now let's come to next language point. Whenever we found an unknown plant, we had to describe it in our notebooks.
就每当我们发现一种不认识的植物时，我们就必须在笔记本里头呢加以描绘。句中的这个 whenever 是个连词，表示每当每次啊，它连接一个时间状语从句，比如说
Whenever I stay home, I'll cook meals.
不论我什么时候待在家里，我都会做饭。
We speak English whenever we meet. And number 7, pointing to the young plant. He asked me if that was the type of plant we had seen in the film.
也就是说他指着那棵小树苗问我那是否就是我们在电影中看到过的那种植物。这是一个复合句，主句呢是 he asked me, OK?后面跟了一个宾语从句 if that was the type of plant,
we had seen in the film, 而 we had seen in the film 又是一个定语从句修饰这个 plant, OK?
那么句首呢 pointing to the young plant 是动词 ing 短语在句中做状语表伴随动作。
OK, number 8, to my great joy, the plant did look exactly like what we were looking for.
使我极为高兴的是这种植物同我们所要找的那种的确是一模一样的。那么这里有一个句型是 to one's joy, 表示使某人高兴的是。它后面的句子就是使人高兴的那个事情。类似的结构我们还有 to one's surprise, 使某人惊讶的是 to one's relief, 使某人安慰的是。
To one's disappointment 是使某人这个失望的事怎么怎么样。比如说 To our disappointment, he failed again.
使我们失望的是他又一次没有通过考试比如说。
The next one, to his joy, he found the missing photos of his childhood.
Okay? 使他高兴的是他找到了丢失的童年时代的那个照片。
To his great joy, he received his girlfriend's letter.
使他十分高兴的是呢，他收到了女朋友的来信。
To the teacher's surprise, the little child spoke English so fluently.
使老师惊讶的是，这小女孩英语讲得特别特别的流利。
To the mother's relief, the children came back before dark.
这个使母亲宽心的是，孩子们都这个在天黑之前呢就都回家了。
Okay, so much for lesson 35. Now let's come to lesson 36.
本课的这个 checkpoint 中的语法项目是做表语和定语用的过去分词。这个呢是本单元的语法重点。下面呢我们来归纳一下。首先过去分词的构成。我们说过去分词它分为这个规则的和不规则的。那么规则的过去分词它的构成同规则的过去式是一样的，也就是说基本上在后面只加 ed。 那么这有这几种情况，比如说直接在动词后面加 ed， 比如说 work worked， 再有以 e 结尾我们在动词后面只加 d， 比如说 live lived， 还有以 y 结尾的动词，比如说 study， 我们要去 y 变 i 再加 ed。 再有最后一种呢是双写最后一个字母再加 ed， stop stopped。那么另外一类呢是不规则的过去分词，不规则的过去分词要靠我们大家逐一去记忆，比如说 write, written, drive, driven, fall, fallen。 那么我们下面来看一看过去分词的这个本身含义。需要同学们注意的是，过去分词含有被动或者是完成的意思，比如说 a broken heart, 一颗破碎的心，A lost dog, a risen sun, 已经升起的太阳。这个呢它强调动作完成已经升起来了。A plowed field, 犁过的田地。好，我们来看第三点，单个的过去分词做定语时通常放在所修饰的名词前面。那么过去分词短语做定语用的时候我们通常放在所修饰的 的名词的这个后面，比如说 a broken glass， broken 是单个的过去分词，它就放在所修饰名词 glass 的前面，是 a broken glass。但是下面这个就是说穿着红衣服的女孩，这里 dressed 是过去分词，但是 dressed in red 这是一个过去分词短语，它需要放在所修饰名词 the girl 的后面，形成 the girl dressed in red。 好，第四点，过去分词做定语用时相当于一个定语从句，它的被动与完成的含义可以在从句中察觉出来。我们来看 a divided countryA divided country， 一个被分裂的国家。It's a country which was divided into two or more parts for some reason. Okay. The next one, fallen leaves are the leaves which have fallen on the ground. 这叫落叶。Okay. 那么落叶呢，就是已经落到地上的树叶。那么这里头呢，它表示的是完成。它和上一句的区别是，上一句这过去分词呢，做定语用时它表示被动，而这句 fallen leaves 这是一个不及物动词，它的过去分词我们妈妈说表示动作的完成。第五点，过去分词做表语用时总是在联系动词之后构成系表结构，表示主语所处的状态。这种系表结构呢和被动结构相同，但是后者呢表示主语所承受的动作，它更侧重于动作。比如说 This lake is badly polluted，这个湖受到了严重污染，这是一个系表结构，强调的是状态。 This lake is badly polluted by a paper mill， 这个湖被一家纸厂严重污染了。那么这是一个被动结构，被动语态，它强调的是更多的是强调的是动作。 OK, so much for Unit 9.